But first, every year, an estimated 2 million people with mental illness are incarcerated in the United States. Almost three quarters of them are also battling substance abuse issues. It's a problem that many advocates say is a result of the dysfunctional mental health care system in our country. And starting today in Tucson, hundreds of people who encounter this issue on a daily basis, judges, attorneys, law enforcement officers, social services providers, and government leaders, will gather to discuss jail alternatives for people with mental illness. And for more on that, I'm joined now by Ellen Wheeler, Assistant County Administrator with Pima County. She's organizing this Decriminalizing Mental Illness conference. And Ellen, first, tell us what spurred this conference.
We've been working for the last couple of years in Pima County to try to reduce our jail population. And one of the big target groups for us, frankly, is people who are in jail, who have mental health issues, and they're there for nonviolent, low-level kinds of charges, and they're awaiting trial. They haven't even been convicted yet. And so we developed a strategy to try to screen those individuals at the time that they're going for their first court appearance and provide the court with options for treatment and supervision so that they might be released more readily from jail while they're awaiting trial. And also, obviously, what we're trying to do is address the root cause of their problems and help them stay healthy and avoid committing future crimes. So as we've been working on that, we really identified a need to bring together people from the justice system to talk about, first, the need for alternatives to incarceration for people with mental illness, and then, second, about how you go about developing those alternatives, developing a robust system to divert people from incarceration.
Right. And the issue of substance abuse is so often intricately tied up in this issue of mental illness and incarceration. How does that sort of complicate the matter? Can it be difficult to avoid prosecution or charging people with buying, using, selling illegal drugs when they're also dealing with mental illness issues that are often, like you said, the root cause?
Yes, the data shows that there are often co-occurring disorders, that people often use drugs and alcohol as sort of self-treatment for mental health issues. And certainly a big part of the population that are in this target population for us are there for drug possession types of charges. They're also there for offenses that arise out of substance abuse, you know, people who are drunk or high, and they create a disturbance or a nuisance or whatever. So we're trying to attack both of those areas with the treatment alternatives, and you know, our pretrial services is screening people now for both substance abuse and mental health issues, and trying to identify if they're ready for treatment, if they're a good candidate for treatment.
Right. And you're going to be looking at some diversion programs that have worked around the country at this conference. Can you give us an idea of what sort of strategies are out there?
Well, one of the programs that we're really going to look at the conference is from Miami-Dade County, Florida. They do something similar to what I just described that we're trying to do, where they screen individuals who've been arrested and try to get them diverted to treatment. And then they provide a really key element is this peer support, where they have a staff person who has been through the system and understands the person's problems better than perhaps you and I might, and, you know, provide support, make sure they have housing, make sure that they get to court and they get to their appointments and all of that.
So I want to talk a little bit about the causes of this. Many advocates, I think, would say that the high incarceration rates of people who have been diagnosed with a mental illness is because we sort of don't have a working mental health care system in our country. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that that's contributing to the problem. We do have, you know, community mental health services, for instance, here in Pima County, and I'm sure in Maricopa County, that are very good. Funding is scarce, and right now, we do have some funding for that because of the Medicaid expansion that occurred under the Affordable Care Act. And if that is changed, that will make it much harder for this population to get treatment. But, you know, the institutions, mental health hospitals were closed because it was thought people were over-institutionalized, which was probably true. But they weren't replaced, really, with a robust system, and instead the jails became the de facto treatment centers for people with mental health problems.
Yeah, okay. Ellen Wheeler is the Assistant County Administrator with Pima County. She will be organizing a conference on decriminalizing mental illness in Pima County starting today. Ellen, thanks so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you.